Hey there. Welcome back to The Check is in the Mail. So, you may have heard that those who don't study history are doomed to repeat it. In the interest of avoiding that repeat, I'm going to present a couple of looks at historical eras. This is the Gilded Age and the Progressive Era. Picture America at the turn of the 20th century. It's a country of contradictions. On the surface, it was an era of unprecedented progress. Skyscrapers, railroads, and fortunes built seemingly overnight, but beneath the glittering facade of the Gilded Age, deep inequality, rampant corruption, and a society on the brink of collapse. Let's dive into the Gilded Age and its aftermath, the Progressive Era, to explore how the lessons of this period resonate today. The Gilded Age, roughly 1870 to 1900, was a time of rapid industrialization and economic growth. While the era produced tycoons like Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Vanderbilt, it also created stark inequality. The wealth at the top 1% soared, while the majority of Americans struggled in factories, mines, and tenements. The divide between rich and poor became so pronounced that Mark Twain famously called it the Gilded Age, a thin layer of gold covering deep social problems. Not exactly what you thought that meant, was it? Politics in the Gilded Age was dominated by machine bosses and patronage. See Chicago forever. Corporate monopolies wielded immense influence, bribing politicians to ensure laws favored their interests. Once again, see Chicago for references. Workers faced grueling hours, unsafe conditions, and starvation-level wages. Strikes and protests were common, and they were met with violence. Violence, leaving workers with little recourse. They needed to survive. They needed to try to feed their families. The inequality and corruption of the Gilded Age eventually led to the Progressive Era, a movement to reform American society and to rein in corporate power. The progressives pushed for a range of reforms, including antitrust laws to break up monopolies, labor protections like the 8-hour workday, and child labor laws. Can you imagine? Electoral reforms, including the direct election of senators and women's suffrage. And yeah, that deserves a standalone. And when you get the timeline on that, your jaw's going to drop. Muckraking journalism. Journalists like Ida Tarbell and Upton Sinclair exposed corporate abuses and social injustices. Sinclair's book, The Jungle, led to food safety laws, while Tarbell's expose of Standard Oil helped to dismantle Rockefeller's monopoly. The Progressive Era marked a shift in how Americans viewed government. Rather than seeing it as an obstacle, they began to see it as a tool for protecting public welfare and leveling the playing field. This is bringing us back to the idea of governance as opposed to statecraft. So, today, we're living through what many have called a second Gilded Age, and I'm guessing that when most people hear that, they don't think of it as a thin veneer covering social ills. They think of it as something glittering and desirable. But the parallels to the late 19th century are striking and alarming. The wealth gap in America is wider now than at any point in modern history. I myself have been saying for a couple of decades now, I've been warning that the wealth window is closing, and I am afraid that maybe if we're lucky, we have one foot stuck in that jam. But it's just about closed. There'll be a standalone on what that means. Billionaires control more wealth than the bottom half of the population combined. Many workers struggle to avoid basic necessities. Just as monopolies dominated the Gilded Age, corporate lobbying and campaign donations wield immense power today. Policies often favor the wealthy and well-connected and leave ordinary citizens, yeah, the majority, feeling disenfranchised because they're left out. The gig economy and stagnant wages mirror the exploitation of Gilded Age workers. It seemed like they were giving us the right to control our hours, to control our investment in a company, but in fact, they were not. And there'll be a standalone on that. While strikes are on the rise, workers still face uphill battles in securing fair treatment. But hey, There's hope. Another parallel. The potential for reform. The progressive era followed the Gilded Age, and today's challenges could spark a new wave of progress if we can learn from history. Of course, it's important to not allow things to go too far and understand that they have learned from history, that the people who lost something when feudalism crashed, they're still looking to get that back. They're still looking for a return to feudalism. And they never stop and they never sleep. The progressive era shows us that change is possible, but it doesn't happen on its own. I've introduced you to Charles Heatherly and a couple of other people, Pete Peterson. I want you to see that intentional behaviors and specific plans matter, that this stuff isn't going to go away. It's not. And no happy accident is going to make a future or a system that works for the majority, for all of us, instead of only very well for a very few. So muckrakers like Ida Tarbell showed how exposing corruption could galvanize public opinion. In today's age of social media, we have even greater tools for uncovering injustice and spreading awareness. Get to it. The progressives weren't just politicians. They were everyday people demanding change. That's right. You can elevate yourself. You can go into government. From labor unions to suffragettes, their efforts remind us that power ultimately lies with the people. Reforms like antitrust laws and labor protections require government intervention, and this challenges the narrative that government is inherently bad, because occasionally it does show its potential to act as a force for good. And of course, unfortunately, too frequently, it refuses to deny the interests of powerful donors to their campaigns. And those conflicts of interest really do need to be resolved. The Gilded Age was a time of stark inequality, but it also led to one of the most transformative periods in American history. Today, we face similar challenges and similar opportunities, and will we rise to the occasion? Now, I do have my teaser for the next episode, and it's a doozy. So what happens if we don't rise to occasion? What does an unchecked future look like in the hands of perhaps a billionaire like Elon Musk? And will there be a way to course correct? Is there now? Will there ever be? Keep questioning. Keep learning. And I had a tagline and I've forgotten it. Embrace the what? Embrace the extraordinary? Embrace the extraordinary. Really. Embrace the extraordinary. Thanks for joining me on The Check Is in the Mail.